The emergency resolution, technology services for virus removal and antivirus installation. Who would like to move that?
I'll move it.
And, okay. It has been moved by Mike Spence and seconded by Steve Cox to approve the resolution and award an emergency contract to a responsible vendor not to exceed $90,000 for work to commence immediately. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, it carries 5-0. Okay. Dr. Coghlan, you are back. Item number 19. First interim report.
Okay. Provided something tonight for you that didn't go home in the packet. These are the differences between the original budget and first interim, the changes by object. We give that to you. It's much more detailed. We're not going to be going over that in the presentation. This is just so you can see the changes. And everyone received their copy of their first interim report in the packet. Okay. That's enough. Unrestricted, restricted funds, we're going to be talking about those tonight. We're going to be talking them as also combined. We don't need to go into that detail here. Let's just look at the unrestricted. You'll notice that from the original budget, there wasn't a lot of change from the revised budget, which was November 12th. And I think one of the things in past presentations, we want to see where were we originally in our original budget. So that's always going to go up here, the original budget, and then we do that second interim. Remember when we did original budget, it was the revenue limit, and now we're at LCFF. So you can see at first interim where it was revenue limit, now it's up to 48 million, now it's up to 58 million. And you can see that other state revenue went from 10.32 down to 1.65. All in all, it's up about 1.6. What's my numbers here? I guess I could do the math. $1.65 million unrestricted revenue. When we look at our expenditures, most of that unrestricted revenues from lottery, mandated block grant was up about $109,000. Some EPA funding and fundraisers at school sites are up, which we would expect through the first interim. On the expenditures really haven't changed too much on the unrestricted side. They're up about $250,000. We've had we lowered the teacher substitutes, not when they're ill, but the money that was budgeted for teacher subs. It's down about $489,000, but on the material and supply side, on the 4,000s, there's the carryover that wasn't spent last year is put back in, and we've increased technology budget as our technology needs are out there. So overall, unrestricted expenditures are up about $250,000. On the restricted revenue, we're up $790,000, mostly from carryover, from federal carryover. And towards the end of the year, we didn't know about it. Our Common Core money actually went up, what we received in Common Core from what we thought we were going to get. So that increases in there. And an additional on local revenue, $46,000 for a Microsoft voucher. So overall, restricted revenue is up about $790,000 from the original budget. And expenditures are up $1.68 million. Some of that being carryover that wasn't spent gets put back in, and some certificated salaries and salaries for around special ed as we're taking back programs. The combined ending fund balance, we projected that our ending balance at the end of this year is going to be $15.44 million. Right now, we're projecting ending balance at $16.29 million. We would expect as we go proceed through the year, our revenue should go up a little bit, our expenditures should come down overall. So we anticipate that ending balance might climb up just a little bit more between now and second interim and the end of the year, as expenditures that we budget for may or may not materialize. The ending fund balance isn't just money that's available. We have it assigned to different kind of categories. We have a retiree benefit reserve, deficit factor, or now LCFF reserve. We did receive additional LCFF money We don't know if it's going to be there next year, so we have a reserve for that. It used to be our deficit factor or deficit spending reserve. We still have $2 million set aside for smarter balance assessment, Common Core standards reserve that we've had set in there. Deferred maintenance is something that we're going to have those needs every year, typically run anywhere from $500 to $1 million. Technology reserve and as we go on down. When we look at our multi-year projections, this has been kind of a change from what we've had in the past. You can see that the difference between the revenue and expenditures this year and in the following years are getting much closer, and in 15-16 actually show more revenue than expenditures. I'll go over the assumptions in a minute. This is an encouraging sign as we start to receive more money from the state that we haven't received for the last few years. The assumptions, we've talked about LCFF. There's a target and there's our base, and we were funded this year on that gap 11.78%. Department of Finance, and we're being told from LACO, budget for gap funding 16.49% next year and 18.69% the following year. That's pretty substantial. They're saying to go ahead and budget for a funded COLA, categorical COLAs. However, they say go ahead and budget for that, but have a contingency in case it doesn't come in. And so we'll know more in January. The governor's budget comes out. All signs are pointing to increased revenues in the state. I think we have turned the corner. And so we'll know a lot more in the next month and a half as we move forward. We keep our enrollment pretty much, we're pretty flat. Attendance rate, good attendance rate, 97.67%. Even though we have not, increased salary schedules, we still have step and column increases. Shows the assumptions for the how much we receive for lottery. No changes there. Sequestration, we did get a hit this year, about 5.23%. Common Core, right now we're budgeting this year for $200 per ADA. There is some talk that we may receive that in 14-15, which for us could be about $1.8 million. We don't know if we're going to receive that, so we didn't budget for it. Everything else in there is pretty constant. As far as this gap funding, we now have an adjusted base, 2013-14, $59 million, and our target is $88.48 million. That means the gap this year was 29.46, so when you multiply that times 11.78, we showed an increased funding this year, $3.47 million. Not all of that $3.47 million is available because it came in different parts with the supplemental and concentration grants. And so I believe in our January meeting we'll be going over those in more detail, the breakdown of that 3.47. But you can see if the funding gaps come in, projected by the Department of Finance, next year would be an increase in funding, $4.56 million, and then $4.64 in the following out years. The target keeps getting adjusted for enrollment changes and also for the COLA. So based on what we presented here and ending fund balance and multi-year projections, the recommendation is that the board certify the first interim with positive certification, showing that we can meet our obligations for the current year and the following subsequent two fiscal years. Any questions?
Any questions, Ms. Shoemaker? No. Mr. Spence? Okay, Ms. Pelos?
No.
Mr. Cox?
We're keeping flat. We're actually, I believe our ADA is up about 20, 23. Oh, enrollment is up 20. Enrollment's up about 20 this year, so not enough to, it's so minute. So what we do is we project it flat in the out years, and if there needs to be some changes, we'll change that.
We're so very fortunate because being that we were just at conference, I was hearing from so many districts still that have declining enrollment. And they're just scrambling, and I could sit at everybody I talked to and say, oh, we're fine. We're good. We go up a little bit every year. So We're very fortunate. We're very blessed. But, again, part of it is the decisions the board has made. So good too.
Agree.
So thank
you.
I just
want to comment at the conference, we were able to hear the, and I think Ken Colas was also the state analyst.
I was there too.
Mm-hmm.
We were at different tables.
And they, it's the first time, and they spoke to the superintendent about a possibly $7 billion additional available funds that they would divide between one-time funds and then add to either new or existing programs. And I think it's the first time I've been in the superintendent's meeting when we talked about budget, and they said, are there any questions? There were none, because people were not used to hearing good news.
Mm-hmm.
So it did look very favorable, at least, you know, again, we have to wait until January.
I'd like to thank Manoj Roychowdhury and his staff for putting together the first interim report. It takes them the entire month of November to come up with these numbers, but I appreciate their work on this report.
Thank you, Manoj. Thank you so much. A lot of work. Okay, we are now on to the organizational component, I'm sorry, of our meeting. Oh, I'm sorry. I already turned the page. I figured we were doing so well. Who will move it? Okay, Miss. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. Number 19. Okay, it's been moved by Miss Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Steve Cox to approve the first interim report with a positive certification. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, it is carried 5-0. Now we are on to our organizational meeting and the election of board officers. And first on our agenda is president. Does anybody have any? Okay, Mr. Spence. Does anybody have any questions about any of the positions? No? Okay, Mr. Spence.
I would like to nominate Steve Cox for the office of president.
Okay, Mr. And who will second that? I'll go ahead and second that. Okay, all those in favor of making Steve Cox president, it is, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
Okay, it is carried 3-2 with Ms. Poulos and Ms. Shoemaker voting no. Okay. Okay, for the position of vice president, anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Is there anybody who'd like to tender a nomination?
Oh.
I will nominate Ms. Poulos. Would you like to be vice president?
I would have liked to be president, since I'm vice president now.
Okay.
But since that's taken, I'll accept that nomination.
Is there anybody who will second that?
I will.
Okay. All those in favor of Ms. Poulos as vice president, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
It carries 3-2 with Mr. Cox and Mr. Spence voting no. Okay. The position of clerk. We are on to the position of clerk. Anybody have any questions about the position of clerk? EMJ, and then Ms. Shoemaker seconded. Okay.
I'll nominate Eileen, since I don't hear any other nominations.
Anybody want to second that?
I'll second it.
That happened to me my first year. There was nothing on the floor. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. All those opposed?
No.
Okay, so it carries 3-2 with Ms. Poulos and Ms. Shoemaker voting no. Okay. Designation of board representatives. We have the...
I wanted to let everybody know I resigned effective the 13th from the ROP board. I'm the representative, so I would like to nominate Eileen to be the representative of the ROP board.
Oh, wow. Okay, do we go through them one by one? Should we go through them?
That's my motion.
Okay. All right, is there a second on that? Yeah.
Just that one.
Well, yeah, let's start at the top, and then I'll take your...
Well, sometimes we can do the other ones as a group. That's
okay.
Whatever
that is true. That is true. All right, we'll do the ROP one then, since we're on, and then we'll go. We can either go through them as a group, or people can say that they don't want to change. So for the ROP, it was moved by Mr. Mike Spence. Is there a second on that?
No second.
So effective the 13th.
Effective the okay, and all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
Okay. So Ms. Poulos, and that motion is carried 3-2 with Ms. Poulos and Ms. Shoemaker voting no. Thank you. I'm going to learn a whole lot. I'm going to be very busy, too. Okay, so the City of West Covina District Joint Subcommittee, Ms. Shoemaker, do you still, anybody else want to serve? Ms. Shoemaker, you still have an interest?
Yep.
Okay. I'm fine on that committee. Is there anybody else who wants to join that committee? No? Okay, then we'll leave this as is. Or is there anybody who wants to change? Because you're right, we can vote on the rest of them if nobody wants to change.
What about Kyle?
Did we ever get?
Never got anybody.
Anybody interested?
We put it out in the schools. Did we put it out on our web? Nobody.
I guess we'll have to find somebody.
Mr. Siemens on it already. He's one.
Is there somebody else?
Okay.
I'll do it if you want me to. I've been on COVID before, and that conflict disappears.
Oh, that's right, because you're stepping off.
It was always fun.
Okay.
Huh? No, actually, there was a question on what would happen if with the two conflicts, so.
I'm sorry?
We can table it for now and decide what can or should be done with it. Because there was originally a workload on how that was going to be handled, so we can't just change it.
Midstream. Okay, we can table that for now. And if we don't find anybody, you do have experience. Okay. That's funny that absolutely nobody applied. Okay, so then it looks like every other committee is the same. We will table CAVA, but every other committee is the same. So do we have someone who will move the City of West Covina District Joint Subcommittee as Ms. Shoemaker and Ms. Miranda Jimenez, the LA County Committee on School District Organization as Ms. Miranda Jimenez, as the Los Angeles County School Trustees Association, Ms. Poulos, and the Hearst Ranch Historical Foundation Board, Ms. Miranda Jimenez. Is there someone who will move that?
I will.
Okay, someone who will second that?
I will.
Okay, it has been moved by Ms. Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Ms. Cami Poulos. The items I just read out, tabling CAVA. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, carries 5. The joints, okay, so it carries 4 with 1 abstention. Okay, carries 4 in favor, 1 abstention. Okay. Yay! Okay, should I come over there? Should I come to you? Thank you.
We would like to thank you for your service and your dedication to our district as board president for 2013. I so enjoyed working with you in that capacity, and thank you for all your support and contributions to our district.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, everyone. Any other board discussion? Okay, Mr. Spence?
I'm going to resign my position on this board once the 30-day window on possible litigation concerning the election outcome is passed, and I just wanted to thank everybody here. You know, this is emotional for me because, you know, I went to school here for 13 years, and of course, I spent 20 years on the board, and when I first got here, you know, we had a seat for a receiver because the district had been bankrupt, and we had shut down all kinds of schools, and there were people leaving our school district because they didn't want to be here. And, you know, I was on a board with some really good people, you know, Mike Kerrigan and Pete Sabatino and Joe Mount, Elias Martinez, and then we added to that over the years as people left and came, and including the board here today. And, you know, it was just an honor to be part of seeing what West Covina could become with a lot of hard work from the board, but from staff and teachers and parents. And thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you, Mr. Spence. That was good. We were happy to have you. And you're right. It, what a difference. What a difference. Okay, are any other discussion? Okay, dates to remember, December 23rd through January 3rd, Christmas and New Year's holidays, school district and district offices are closed. January 14th is the next Board of Education meeting. There being no further business to come before the board, the regular and organizational meeting of December 10th, 2013 is adjourned at 9:13 p.m.